From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The House Homeland Security Committee has announced it's going to hold a hearing on President Obama's executive actions December 3rd, and the Secretary of Homeland Security will testify. Here's the president last night on his plan to keep up to 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation if they meet certain criteria.
If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. That's what this deal is.
The president's decision to act on his own without Congress has angered many, particularly in the Republican Party. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake is with us from Phoenix. He was a member of the bipartisan Gang of Eight that sponsored the immigration bill that passed the Senate last year but never made it to the House floor. Senator, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And what's your reaction to what the president laid out last night?
Well, I wish that he wouldn't have done it. He's made the job of passing substantial, meaningful, long term reform far more difficult. When you do something this big and this important, acting unilaterally just isn't the way to go. What needs to be done, there are four real areas of immigration reform: border security, interior enforcement, temporary worker plan going ahead, and then a mechanism to deal with those who are here illegally. He's just done a portion of that last quarter of what we need to do. And so first we ought to put a bill, say, on border security on his desk. Then we ought to do one on interior enforcement. And then we ought to do an expanded temporary worker program as well.
Well, why hasn't that been done, though? Isn't that at the foot of Republicans in the House who haven't passed any of these bills?
Well, we did pass it in the Senate. The House didn't move on it. But I should point out, when the president scolds the Congress for not moving, 2008 to 2010, the president was in the White House, and Democrats had big majorities in both the House and the Senate, and nothing was done, not anything. So Republicans have moved. We haven't been able to get both chambers. But this still needs to be done, but I think it will be far more difficult now that the president has moved unilaterally.
What do you say to your colleagues who say, we're going to shut down the government over this? We're going to not fund certain things that the president wants as a result of what he's done?
I would say don't take the bait. Nothing will turn the political situation around more quickly than to try to shut down the government. We need immigration reform. The president, I think, moved beyond where he should have gone, but he still is very limited in what he can do. And there's a much greater need. And so we ought to just do it. Do our job. Do our work. Pass the bills.
Do you think that there's any possibility that the Senate bill that has already been passed goes through the House in the lame duck session? Or do you think that there's any possibility that some other bill gets passed by both houses of Congress in the next couple of months just to undo what the president has done?
No, I don't think so. I think more likely, starting in January, you'll have the House act first. The House has always preferred to go piecemeal, and that's fine. To do, like I said, a border security bill. They've already moved one, I believe, through committee. Temporary worker program, interior enforcement. These are bills that can be put together and passed individually and put on the president's desk, and he'll be very hard-pressed to veto them.
Are you worried at all about the reaction from your party, especially members of your party who don't have a significant number of Hispanics in their states, as you do, and may not have the same pressure to be careful with their words on this issue and be careful with what they would like to be done?
Well, first, I'd like to think that those of us who have states with a large Hispanic population aren't doing this just because of that. I think this is something that needs to be done, should be done. It makes good policy. But yes, I do worry about that a lot. I think some of the statements already have not been helpful. And moving forward, I hope that we're measured and we stick to the policy and do what's right.
What statements do you think have not been helpful?
I don't want to rehash them, but I've heard a few, some from members who are outgoing, will no longer be in Congress just in a few months.
Senator, do you think that there's a real chance that some kind of comprehensive immigration reform gets passed in the new Congress? Do you think that President Obama will be signing comprehensive immigration reform before he leaves office?
Well, like I said, I don't know what form it will get to his desk. I think it is probably less likely that it will be a comprehensive bill like the Senate bill. But all the elements can be passed individually and still be signed into law. And I do think that will happen. I thought it was very likely to happen before this action. It's going to be more difficult now, no doubt. But I still think it can happen, should happen, and ultimately will.
Let me just ask you, Senator, how you think this is going to play out technically in your state. What happens now? Are there going to be a number of people in Arizona calling immigration attorneys? How does this work technically?
Well, that is an issue that's going to be a little troublesome. If you listen to some of the voices coming out of the governor's conference that's going on right now, Republican governor's conference, there's kind of a patchwork of laws out there in the states governing how those who are perhaps here legally now or can't be deported but don't have other status that would give them access to, say, a driver's license or things like that. That's going to be difficult moving ahead, and some states may choose to take a different approach. So that just points up the need for the Congress to move ahead more quickly. Because it's not going to be something that's easily implemented.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake joining us from Phoenix today. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.